Aaron. Town Council is looking for ways to overcome challenges that may flow from the installation of wastewater infrastructure through the downtown, so it's reaching out to Main Street businesses. Local businesses and residents recently had to endure both COVID-19 and the installation of Enbridge gas infrastructure. Now they are faced with the development of the new wastewater treatment system. The survey will bring forward ideas to ease the wastewater system into place. Caon. John Brennan initiated the conversation by noting it is a key moment between previous disruptions that can be learned from in order to lessen the difficulty of upcoming disruptions. I'm very happy to see that staff is already ahead of me on this. When I was looking at the development plan for business development, it's simply to say you know we've had the experience. We know that there has been disruptions. Let's learn what we can from the people who had to actually live with disruptions and find any potential suggestions that they might have and apply them as we go forward to make things as good as we can. Considering we know there's going to be disruptions and we know that they're coming after the Enbridge and after COVID disruptions. And it's a bad time for businesses. Let's do what we can to help them out, Brennan said. Caon. Kathy Aylard pointed out there is a lot to be learned by hearing from those affected by these developments, the natural gas infrastructure and the wastewater system. I think there is a lot of learnings in our community that we can put forward into the dashboard and make it the tool that they need for the communication they're looking for, Aylard said. Aylard strongly backed Brennan's motion. So there is a lot of people out there, with being very vocal about tools they need to survive. So I think we should, as Councillor Brennan said, survey them, get out there and talk to them. And get it from the horse's mouth, Aylard said. Caon. Bridget Ryan similarly offered support for Brennan's motion. I think it is exactly what our community needs, Ryan said. It seems residents and local business people are already talking about this topic. Just yesterday I was picking up something in the village of Aaron and one of the key shopholders, owners had a very lengthy unsolicited conversation with me. And really this is exactly what they asked for. They said, could we please have a forum to give our feedback, Ryan said. So this is really great timing and I think it shows real initiative on behalf of council, staff. I appreciate it personally, Ryan said. Jesse Gault is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.